Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, today looking at the latest unemployment picture locally and also talking about big plans for the Genesee Brewery.
Yes, as a matter of fact, in terms of, first of all, unemployment, things have been pretty steady, Beth. We've been talking about this for the last several months. Numbers ticking up just a bit, up to 5.9%. That's about 0.3 of a point from this time last year. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says it's not all that unusual. She says, in any case, January and February are usually slower in terms of employment, with construction and other seasonal jobs at a lower level for that time of year.
Historically, the unemployment rate remains at a fairly low level. Certainly, the local job market expanding over the past 8 years has really helped contribute to that.
Recent numbers show there was an increase of 2,600 private sector jobs in the Rochester Metro in February compared to this time last year. That comes on top of the 2,800 new jobs that we had in January. Harris Corporation, which has operations in Rochester, hiring more than 50 engineers to work in its local offices, including electrical, software, and systems engineers. In a separate item, Harris noting they've introduced a new advanced two-channel handheld radio to U.S. Army officials, which delivers voice and data networking simultaneously. They say that will significantly improve battlefield communications. Also on the hiring front, North American Breweries, the owner of the Genesee Brewery, looking to fill 35 sales jobs around the country. More than a dozen of those positions will be in New York State. And this is all going on while there's a $48.5 million project to modernize the brewery, which is getting closer to completion now. Mark Fabrizio leads the U.S. brewery operations for North American Breweries. He tells us the renovated Genesee Brewery will provide a lot of the benefits, both in terms of the environment and a more efficient operation.
Our fermentation cellar is now dialed in to the differences in the brewing industry today, where there's a lot more selection and variety. But more importantly, we are also more effective and efficient with utilization of energy and reducing waste from our brewing process.
Fabrizio says they're basically updating what had been 1970s technology over there on St. Paul Street for brewing beer. They also announced a new brewmaster, Steve Kaplan. He used to be the assistant brewmaster there, and he told me recently the updated equipment will make it a lot easier to offer a wide variety of beers. Of course, a lot of those crafty kind of beers are very popular these days, as well as maintain the taste of the core brands. Genesee expects to complete the bulk of that modernization project later this summer. The Brewhouse expansion, very popular restaurant, and since it's been in place for the last couple of years, they've got some new work there as part of the overall eco district they're trying to create. That is the next phase of what North American Breweries is working on. RBA staffing, that's part of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, improving policies, procedures, and technologies, they tell us. It's part of their full-service staffing and background screening agency. They've got a new website, rbastaffing.com. And RIT says its School of International Hospitality and Service Innovation will now become part of the university's Saunders College of Business. Originally, it was part of RIT's College of Applied Science and Technology. Officials tell us the change will help provide more opportunities for students. I'm Randy Gorman, WXXI News.